Do you feel too full after meals like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to do a follow-up on the live stream that we did on Elijah Schaefer and his scandal that, you know, he was sleeping with his underling, Sarah Stock. And we're going to specifically talk about the hypocrisy of Sarah Stock in this one and maybe do a broader conversation on e-girls, along with some edifying advice, and just talk about the advice that Matt Walsh gives as well. But I wanted to focus on the advice that Sarah Stock gives in her final article from Rift TV, and how it was sort of a cudgel for herself. But aside from that, it was massively hypocritical. So, you know, we're going to dive into that. Also going to touch on some of the business aspects of the Rift TV scandal as well, because I think that is part of it. The money is part of the issue as well. If you follow the money, that's kind of where a lot of big stuff happens. And to what degree can we do that? I'll get into that in a minute. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over on our Patreon-like system, evangelicaldarkweb.org/join, linked in the description below. We don't use Patreon because Patreon censors right-wing content that they don't like with no explanations required. So we built our own, and that's what everyone should do on the right. Build their own platform because you cannot trust big tech. So if you signed up for a free newsletter, you would have gotten this gem over the weekend, Elijah Schaefer's Rift TV, a grift trapped in a mystery inside an enigma. And what's very fascinating about Rift TV was that it was a LLC that was filed in March of last year, 2025, and then dissolved in June in pursuit of establishing a C Corp in Delaware. So it was an LLC in Florida for a few months, and then they they established a C Corp in Delaware. And that's an indication that they were getting some outside funding and, you know, selling stock and stuff like that. They had a valuation. So they had a lot of, you know, people on board, but it was not exactly a profitable organization. There's no indications that it was profitable. Some of the data suggests that they did not even crack $1,000 in super chats on YouTube. And then their biggest videos had to do with Jay Dyer. And, you know, if you're into Orthodox apologetics, you know who that is. So then there's, like, you know, accusations of money laundering that have some credibility with some anonymous whale donations and stuff like that. But it's a very interesting dive into a organization that clearly looks like it's shady. There's something going on. Either Elijah Schaefer is a scam artist, or, you know, he's a foreign asset. Like, the way that I phrase it at the end is Elijah Schaefer covertly a foreign asset, like Lauren Chen was falsely accused of being, or are people willing to blitzscale an incompetent business model because of personal affection for Schaefer? In any case, Rift TV was doomed from the start. Now, one fun fact, this is Sarah Stock's last article on Rift TV. And one fact about Rift TV's website is Evangelical Dark Web gets more traffic than it, which is a bit of a brag, but you know what? I can't say that about many websites. I mean, maybe I can, but it's interesting that, you know, despite all the social media prominence, Evangelical Dark Web had better stats. And again, no bougie valuation. We don't have any outside capital or foreign capital at all. It's literally just a newsletter. It's literally just, you know, daily readers and stuff like that. We don't even get search traffic much anymore because AI's just eliminated that. So Rift TV wasn't even outperforming us, and that's kind of sad. But Sarah Stock wrote this article on January 1, and it says, "This is how easy it is to be a top 10 woman in 2026. Now, again, let's go through our top five strategies for women. Don't be fat. Don't be a slut. Don't be annoying. don't be masculine and don't be a slob. These are not bad pieces of advice. Some of them are kind of obvious. Some of them might be more nuanced for women, like, you know, annoyingness and stuff like that. But let's read the slut column, because that is the more interesting and hypocritical aspect of this article. She says, don't be a slut. She talks about don't look cheap and stuff like that. She says, most single young women have been deceived into believing casual promiscuous behavior is the best way to lock down a high quality man. In reality, it's so that the most desperate men are willing to take you seriously. I understand proofreading reading struggles, but I don't have outside capital that has me writing the V in you've is already have, so that's very bad writing, redundant writing, but should have been proofread. Grammarly is free, by the way. Even if you've have acted like a slut in the past, it's never too late to stop. I shouldn't have to say this, but don't sleep around. All you really have to do is put on some clothes. When you're in public, don't wear yoga pants, crop tops, tight short dresses, excessive cleavage, lingerie shirts, etc. You might think that these things are necessary in order to get male attention, but considering every other girl is wearing those things, showing less skin actually makes you stand out more. Now, that's actually pretty good advice. I think actually, you know, if you're just naturally beautiful and all that, you know, you don't have to show off, and you'll do just fine, in my opinion, my layman knowledge, because, you know, I'm out of the dating game and market all that other stuff, so I don't see how it hurts you to put on more clothes if, you know, you already have it. And, you know, one of the appeals of dressing like a slut is, you know, well, you know, these people, you know, are trying to make themselves look more attractive, but it's just making them look more available, which does get some certain male attention. She continues, social media is important. Delete any bikini photos or photos with seductive poses. Constantly posting selfies or photos makes you look desperate for validation. Now, yes, this is, I guess, good advice, but I don't think it helps you in terms of being top 10% or landing a man. I'm just speaking in realistically about the dating prospect. But yeah, definitely be modest on social media. Regarding your history, so this is the big part. It's 2026. Most women are going to have at least a bit of sexual or romantic past with other men. What's important is that you don't talk about it aside from being honest about its extent if things start to get serious with a guy. Make sure you express regret over any mistakes, but spare the details most men prefer not to know. Avoid talking about your exes or bragging about male attention. It actually doesn't make you look desirable. Please don't talk about male celebrities you think are hot. Pretend that the guy you're interested in is the only one that exists. And I think that, you know, that last part should be common sense, but you never know how not common sense that part is about not talking about ex-boyfriends and stuff like that, bragging about male attention and how many likes you get on bikini photos. Yeah, that's pretty trashy and stuff like that. But let's talk about the You know, spare the man the details and stuff like that. You know, don't talk about it is her advice. And she definitely followed her own advice. Don't talk about it. And what didn't she talk about? Well, she didn't tell her now husband, you know, so he could make an informed decision that she was sleeping with her boss and co-host and co-worker. She did not tell him that while they were dating, she was doing that. Yeah, that's pretty despicable. Like, and it reminds me of the SpongeBob episode, Midlife Crustacean, which is a banned episode for its scene, the panty raid. And in that scene, SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs, and Patrick break into a unsuspecting house and raid the panty drawer, and stuff like that, to get a thrill because Mr. Krabs wants to feel young again. However, the house that they were breaking into was his own mother's house. And when they get caught, Mr. Krabs asks SpongeBob, why didn't you tell me we were raiding my mother's house and her panties? And SpongeBob replies, why didn't you ask? And that is the same energy that Sarah Stock is expressing here. Why didn't you tell me that you slept with your boss while we were dating? Why didn't you ask? Or, to use another pop culture reference, Michael Scott, when he finds out that Jan is pregnant, says, you cheated on me after I specifically asked you not to? It's the same kind of incredulousness about how to interact with men that's being expressed, you know, by Jan and stuff like that, you know, not telling your boyfriend or whatever you did that and all. Yeah, that is despicable behavior that's very dishonorable. Now you've locked him down in marriage. And yeah, the Catholics believe in annulment, but that doesn't exactly translate legally as far as I know, and maybe in certain states, but still. Yeah, and that is despicable. And you just lock down a man using very highly deceptive tactics to cover up the fact that you were, you know, damaged goods, put mildly, but like getting railed by your boss, put bluntly. So then there's Matt Walsh, who has some advice to give, and I don't think that his advice is bad. So we'll give a listen.
You know, it is possible that a truly sociopathic, devious con artist could scam you into getting married to them while expertly disguising their true nature. That could happen, but in the vast majority of cases, there are extremely obvious red flags that someone is untrustworthy and disloyal. Flags you can pick up long before marriage, if you're paying attention. You know, things like if she's spending a lot of personal time with her male boss, or any other man, for one thing. As soon as you're dating this woman, she should no longer be maintaining any kind of intimate personal relationships with other men, or spending any one-on-one time with other men at all. And if she's doing that, that's a problem. And if you express that it's a problem to her and she's not willing to give that up for you, leave. That's your red. That's all you need. You're gone. If she seems to enjoy the attention of men who are not you while you're in a relationship with her, that's a red flag. If she's an e-girl begging for attention online all the time, that's a red flag. These are all things that are fairly obvious. And you can identify them and suss them out if you keep your eyes open. In most cases. Okay, which is why a lot of cases like this, when something happens and someone ends up, you know, man ends up married to woman and she betrays him, you know, you'll find it, since we're talking about anecdotes, like you'll find very often that the man is shocked and appalled, but a lot of people around him are like, yeah, I'm not that surprised by that. It's terrible. I'm not that surprised, because like even, you know, the people on the outside could tell kind of what this woman's all about. And if they could tell, then you also could have told. And yet risks do remain, even in spite of that. I acknowledge that. But here's the thing. There are also risks.
So that's Matt Walsh's advice. And, overall, I do think that he gives good sound wisdom there about, you know, some obvious red flags. Now, he's talking about obvious red flags. John Doyle did a video on esoteric red flags, which I think is very helpful. One of them being music choice. You know, if she listens to rap music or Taylor Swift, that's a red flag, huge red flag. But anyway, not to get on a tangent, but yeah, there are obvious red flags, and she is a, you know, perhaps sociopathic lady who is the Somali scammers of the dating world. And maybe she's not the only e-girl that's like that, and that's just a struggle with e-girls. And maybe the only valid e-girl is one that uses being an e-girl to land a man. Like, I get that, but, and then just quits being an e-girl afterwards. Like, maybe that's just, you know, that should be the natural path of an e-girl. Gets married, finds her prince, and then descends off into the sunset. But other than that, like, don't follow e-girls. They're not worth it. And, you know, they're either a girl boss that thinks that they're promoting biblical values and stuff like that, biblical womanhood, or, you know, they're just a complete degenerate. So, anyway, that's all I got for today. My name is Reyes, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.